Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're still virtual. We're not back in our usual home inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to that day coming here sometime soon as things open up. In the meantime, if you're a small business owner or a bigger business owner, whatever size business you are, and you're tired of the 1-800 number approach that your bank has to dealing with you, and you'd actually like to deal with a live person and like have their phone number and call them, well, that's the way Renaissance Bank does business here in the Atlanta area. And I know that myself personally, and they're awesome people. And so if you're looking for something a little better from your bank, give them a call. Go to renaissancebank.com and find one of their local offices. They've got actually 200 across the South open and ready to serve you, and you can call them and make an appointment and go in and see them. Imagine that. Give them a shot. And let me know how it goes. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Trace Blackmore. And Trace is with Blackmore Enterprises, and he also has his own podcast. We're going to talk about that here in a second as well. Trace, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John Ray. I'm excited about being on the show.
I know. You're looking good there. I mean, people can't see this because we're on audio only, but, man, you got the setup there. I'm impressed, and I'm kind of shamed, actually.
Well, I will tell you, a good friend of mine, his name is Scott Slade of WSB Radio, and
oh, wow.
I do not know anything about broadcasting, but thankfully he does, and he helped me get set up and what you're seeing here today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Great stuff. Well, we'll get to that in a second, but I'd love it if you could introduce yourself and Blackmore Enterprises to our listeners.
Sure. I appreciate that. My name is Trace Blackmore. I'm a certified water technologist. I know all your listeners are thinking, what the heck does that mean? Well, what that means is the type of water treatment I do is industrial water treatment. And that means we work with cooling towers, boilers, closed loop systems. So you're not going to drink any of the water that we treat. We treat water to make heat transfer from point A to point B as efficiently as it possibly can without hurting the equipment or the people that are around that equipment. That's what I do in a nutshell. I've been doing that since a little bit after birth. My dad was in that industry, and he taught me the craft and taught me to respect what we do, and that today not only involved in me owning my own company, but also starting a podcast.
Wow, that's cool. Now, you know, for a layperson like me, I mean, you know, water is kind of water. It's either drinkable or not drinkable. What makes water that are used in some of the applications you mentioned different, other than the fact that it's not drinkable?
Well, I guess you probably could drink it. I don't know if I would advise it. We're definitely not treating it so you can drink it.
Right.
But water is the best heat transfer medium on the planet. There's nothing on the planet that's better at transporting heat without it itself getting hotter than water. What that means, we can put a whole bunch of heat into water without water itself getting hotter, which means it's very efficient, which means it doesn't cost a lot of money to use water as a heat transfer surface or a medium as opposed to some other liquids. And then, of course, water is one of the safer liquids to use as that heat transfer medium.
Hmm. And you mentioned some of the folks that use your services. Go a little deeper in terms of how they use you and what differentiates you in terms of the work you do?
Sure. So to set up what exactly we're treating, let's go to Renaissance Bank, and we're sitting in their conference room. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you and I start getting hot because we're producing heat. The lights are producing heat. Of course, all the recording equipment that we have there, that's producing heat. Well, most people don't care where the heat goes as long as they stay comfortable. But people in my position, we have to know where that heat goes and make sure that it gets efficiently transferred outside of the building as efficiently and as cost effective as possible. So essentially what's going to happen, a fan's going to come on and there's water behind coils. So like mm-hmm. a car radiator, if you can imagine that. Mm-hmm. And what is happening there is that fan is blowing the warm air across those coils. And now we're transferring the heat from the room into the water inside the coils. And then we circulate that water to something that will deliver that into the atmosphere. So now we get the heat out of the water inside of the coils so that water can go back and grab more heat from the room. And then we just release the heat into the atmosphere. Now, our services try to slow down as much as possible the four issues that you have when you use water as a heat transfer medium. One is water's the universal solvent. You probably remember that from chemistry school or in school with chemistry. Mm-hmm. So water against anything else, water will dissolve whatever it's going against, given enough time. So we try to minimize that corrosion because that equipment's expensive. You don't want it to corrode away. Also, if you've ever boiled a pot of water, maybe you're making spaghetti and the phone rang and you forgot about it and all the water boiled out and you had all that crusty stuff in the bottom of the pot. Well, that's all the dissolved solids that are in the water. You can't see them when they're dissolved, but what happens is those will scale out in heat transfer surfaces and act like insulation. And insulation's great in the attic, but it's not good when you're trying to get rid of heat. The other thing is microbial. So things will grow in that water. It's nice and warm. Microbes love to grow there. And one of those microbes could be Legionella. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about that later.
Yeah.
So we try to keep things like that at bay. And then the last thing is just general dirt and debris get in the system. So we try to keep that clean so we're not impeding any of that heat transfer.
You know, one of the things you shared with me, Trace, about your business and what you learned from your dad is the importance of teaching your clients about what you do. Cause most clients don't know what you do. I certainly am a layperson and I'm probably representative of maybe many of your clients that don't know the technicals of what you do. And you just explained that very well. So, I mean, you illustrated that very well. So congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Years of practice.
Yeah. Yeah. But talk more about what you learned from your dad, because there's several aspects of that I thought were pretty impressive about him and you.
Well, my dad was in the water treatment industry before I was born, and I never really looked at it as a job. It was just something that he did. Mm-hmm. In fact, my earliest water treatment memory was I was 5 years old. He had taken me to one of his accounts and I burned my hand on his hot plate. So I don't know. I guess he couldn't find childcare. I guess that's what was going on back then. But my dad, from a very young age, he had me do tasks for him. And it wasn't probably until I was in high school that I really started putting together what those tasks were, maybe the whys behind those tasks. And then after college, I had a job in financial planning that I just did not enjoy. My dad came to me one day and said, I didn't look happy. What did I think about going to work with him? And I really told him this. I said, Dad, that's not a real job. He said, son, I assure you it is. It paid for this house and all the things that you enjoyed growing up. And I tell you, that was the best decision. Well, probably my wife asking her to marry me was probably the best decision. But so that was the second best decision.
There you go.
I think my worst day in water treatment doesn't equal my best day in financial planning. It just wasn't a job for me.
That's awesome. Folks, we're here with Trace Blackmore, and he is with Blackmore Enterprises, the CEO of his own firm. So let's talk about, you mentioned Legionella, better known as Legionnaire's disease. How does this, first of all, explain what that is and how that fits in to what you do?
Sure. You might remember about a year ago, the Sheraton Hotel in Atlanta, they had an issue with Legionnaire's disease. And that's where a lot of Atlanteans learned about this bacteria called Legionella. So Legionella is the bacteria. It's all around us. We've had it for probably hundreds of years. But the difference is now we have these systems like the one that I described where we're recirculating water through, or maybe we have a holding tank and misters are going off to keep people cool, or maybe even put moisture into fruits and vegetables when you're at the grocery store. So all these different things that we're setting up can invite this Legionella bacteria to grow. And when it grows, some people are susceptible to it while other people are not. We don't really know what causes some to be immune where some people aren't. We do know that people that have health issues, the elderly, the infirm, are more susceptible to getting the disease. But the nuts and bolts is Legionella is the bacteria, and that causes Legionnaire's disease. Legionnaire's disease is the pneumonia form of the sickness. And then typically what happens, people die from that pneumonia if it's not treated properly.
And so this is something, I mean, help me on something though. This is something you said has been around a long, long time, but it's the systems that we have in place in some of these, in a lot of these buildings, which under the wrong conditions can create a problem for the people in those buildings.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, so the question is if it's been around for a long time, if we've known about it, you know, right. Why is this a big deal now? Well, yeah. The simple fact is we're learning more about it. And a couple of years ago, there was the first standard that came out. Now, the rub is it's a voluntary standard. So unless you live in New York, where it is now part of the law, that is the only part in the country which requires, it's called ASHRAE's 188 is the standard. And in New York, it's law. Everywhere else, it's voluntary. So some owners are taking advantage of that, saying, hey, if we've got this information, let's put what's called a water management plan into effect. And that way, we can basically take negligence off the table. Because let's face it, if that's coming in through the water system, that's where Legionella comes from, through the water that we buy, and then it grows within these systems that we mentioned, we're going to have Legionella. So the goal of any water treatment program our water management plan is not to have zero Legionella. I think that's impossible. The goal is to monitor it. And how much do we have? And when we do detect it, let's do something to mitigate the risk. So now somebody doesn't have to get sick.
Let's talk a little bit of maybe about a particular client that your relationship, you don't have to mention them by name, that you're proud of the work you've done for them. I always love hearing success stories like that.
Sure. So a particular client where they thought water treatment was water treatment. So why not pay the least amount that I should for it? And they had this program for years and they were having problems, and they were having service companies come in and pretty much put band-aids on the issue, but it would keep happening again. And what was happening is they could not make their products at the speed they wanted to make their products because their heat transfer was not happening as quickly as it should by design. Well, we came in off of a referral and we found that the pipes just had so much stuff within them that the insulation that I mentioned earlier in my description, that's exactly what was happening. So instead of making so many of their products per hour, that was very diminished, and that was costing them tens of thousands of dollars every hour of operation. So with applying a proper water treatment program to those four areas that I mentioned in the beginning, we started to clean up the system, and then we started getting production back, and where they were looking at replacing their entire line of equipment by just simply cleaning the equipment up and keeping the equipment clean, we brought them back to the specified design heat transfer so they could make the products that they wanted to and stop losing money out the door.
Wow. I can see how in your industry, when you're dealing with customers, they might think, well, you know, water treatment's water treatment, right? I mean, and that it's hard maybe to explain those differentiators that you have. And that's why teaching is so important. I guess that gets back to teaching, right?
Absolutely. There's something in our industry I've noticed where a lot of people don't know what we do, but nobody feels comfortable asking what we do. And people in our industry, I think, somewhat take advantage of that. Well, if you're not going to ask what I do, I'm not going to tell you what I do. And now you can't hold me accountable to what I do. I'm not saying everybody in our industry does that, but I've seen that more than I would like. And I love the philosophy, teach everything that you know. I'm a huge Stephen Covey fan, and he's got a principle in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that says when you change your paradigm from a student to a teacher, you're now anticipating all the questions somebody will ask you as you're learning a topic, and you improve your learning tenfold. So I've always tried to, anything that I've learned, turn that into, how can I turn that into a class? How can I teach somebody with that? So that's what I try to do every day in owning Blackmore Enterprises. Some people say, okay, you've told us enough information. We're good. So some people have to stop me at that. But right. I truly believe that the more information people have, the better decisions that they can make. And that's the philosophy in which every one of my technicians goes out and works with our customers.
Folks, we're chatting with Trace Blackmore, and Trace is with Blackmore Enterprises, and he has his own podcast. We're going to get to that in a second. But mastermind is a concept that's very important to you. Say more on that.
Well, I've been a member of a mastermind for almost 10 years, and I believe we have a friend in common, Tim Fulton. Tim has been a mentor, a coach of mine for almost a decade now. And the simple fact is, a mastermind, I think a lot of people confuse that with a master class. Oh, if I take this in 6 weeks, I want to know how to do something. And a mastermind's not like that. A mastermind's something that you might be a member of for life. And it's where people get together and they discuss successes, they discuss issues. And they use the experiences that they've had to help others that are having similar issues. So those people don't have to experience the same issues that they did when they were trying to figure out how they were going to solve their issue. So in that mastermind, I learned that I didn't know what I didn't know. And that gave me a conduit to learn the things I didn't know, but also people would help me take the blinders off and help me realize what my blind spots were. So I just can't say enough about being a member of a mastermind. It's helped me tremendously. It's like your own personal board of directors. Hey, this is my issue. Or, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Anybody have any experience on this? And you're going to get 10 different points of view. And how awesome is that? Before you've even made the decision, you've got all of these points of view where now you can navigate so much easier into that decision.
And that's a major problem that you've touched on that small and medium-sized business owners have, which is that they really don't have someone to talk to, a peer. They don't take the time for that sometimes. Maybe they might know they need it, but they don't even take the time for that. But the benefits, if they do, are immense.
You're exactly right. I attribute most of my success that I'm enjoying now because I'm involved in a group like I just described. You know, I mentioned Stephen Covey before. I'm going to bring him up again. You know, a lot of business owners think they don't have time for something like we just mentioned with the mastermind group. And one of Covey's sayings that I think fits very aptly is, have you ever been too busy driving to take time to get gas? So we don't know what we don't know. And if we can align ourselves with people that want us to succeed and that we can help others succeed through our experience as well, we're not having to spend all that extra time trying to figure it out on our own. And I think you get back time when you give time to something like that.
Good words here, folks, from Trace Blackmore, Blackmore Enterprises. And he is also the host of a podcast called Scaling Up which is for water treatment experts and novices. So I that would include me.
Includes anybody that wants to learn about water.
So talk about your podcast, what it's all about, why you started it.
So about 4 years ago, I believe in April of next year will be 4 years, I started a podcast called Scaling Up H2O. And as I alluded to, I really enjoy teaching. I enjoy switching that paradigm where if I'm now a teacher, I'm going to learn the information more. So I guess, John Ray, what I'm saying is it's very selfish on me. I want to teach things so I can learn a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I'm involved in an association called the Association of Water Technologies. That's what people like me join for education, for information, to learn about other people that do what I do, for camaraderie. And I'm a trainer with them, but I only get to do that twice a year. And it just simply wasn't enough. And I would have people make a comment to me of, I do a lot of consulting with water treatment companies as well, trying to make them stronger, make them better. And I would be consulting with somebody and I'd see something that somebody did. And I'm like, why on earth did you do something like this? And they said, well, I didn't know any better. I'm like, well, why didn't you go out and try to find a better way? And they said, well, I didn't know how to do that. So I wanted to take that excuse totally off the table, make it as easy as possible. And that's why I started Scaling Up H2O. So Scaling Up H2O is a podcast where I decided that if there was anything that I did in business that helped me to become either a better business owner or a better water treater, that was my formula for what I brought on the show. So I bring lots of business people on the podcast, people that have written books that I've read. How cool is it? I get to read a book and then I get to interview the person that read or that authored that book.
Sure.
And ask them questions I always wish I could. So the podcast has just been phenomenal for me. I hope my guests enjoy it as much. So when I interview them and then also the listeners. But I checked our stats and we're in 72 countries, which is extremely humbling to me, most in the United States. And we've got a little bit over 10,000 subscribers. And, you know, when you think of that many people listening to me, just extremely humbled. When I started the episode on episode one, I'm surprised I have any listeners. It's amazing the difference between episode one and now. So I appreciate all the people that have stuck with me. But to get back to your question, the podcast is for people that do want to learn more about industrial water treatment. I try to speak to all levels that are in the audience. And I also try to give people resources because we can only cover so much in about a half an hour or an hour. So if you want to learn more, you can go to these resources. And normally my show notes are peppered with resources for people that want to learn more.
Now, Trace, what you described is I'm not sure if it's a labor of love, or it could be, teaching, or something to build your business. So what, I guess, sort that out for me in terms of how you think about your podcast. And I'm really trying to help folks out there that are listening and maybe thinking about doing their own.
Well, I would say it's probably all of those things wrapped up into one.
Sure.
I started doing it because I truly do have a love for this industry. I have a love for the people that work in this industry and also teaching what I know about this industry. So the podcast was just a forum that allowed me to do that. Very simple to start. Of course, when you get better at it, you realize how complicated it can be. But we won't talk about that. I will say that when I go to conferences and people will come up to me and all of a sudden I'll have this gathering around me, people asking me for autographs, for pictures, that's just weird. I don't know how to take that. I think that's great. And people will say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about quitting my job. It was boring. I wasn't learning anything. And you gave me that extra nudge and you pushed me to become better. And then since that, I really enjoy my job. You know, I got this award from my company. I'm just so incredibly humbled when I hear stuff like that. And I've heard that dozens of times. So that is really the payoff, I would say, that I get for that. Because of the audience that we have, we're now starting to take on sponsors. So the podcast is starting to pay for itself. So it's not just in the marketing budget of Blackmore Enterprises. But I will say that when you do put information out in the cloud, on a podcast, in a blog, in a video log, whatever it is, you now become the expert on that area. Some people are probably better experts than others. Just because you have a microphone doesn't mean you're an expert. But I think society kind of gives you that benefit of the doubt until you prove them wrong. So we've been able to use Scaling Up H2O to not only teach customers water treatment, but to allow them to see what the differences are in a proper water treatment program to something that I described earlier in the example of when we took over the account. Instead of us just telling them about that, now they've got a resource that they can go to. So I really think it fits on all three of those areas.
Trace, one of the things I hear is you describe what you do there, and the passion really comes through, is I think some folks think they should do a podcast so it reaches the world. And you mentioned 72 countries, but you also mentioned you have 10,000 subscribers. Now, that's a small number in the grand scheme of things, but you've got 10,000 of the right kind of subscribers because you've niched to a very important group that needs this information, and you serve that group very well.
I agree. And I try not to look at my stats because I think you can get lost in that. And I think that's a vanity thing.
Thank you.
But that one yes. person that came up to me that I mentioned that said, "Hey, I thought about quitting my job." Mm-hmm. And I didn't. And now I learn new things and I love my job. And you gave me that nudge. I didn't know I was doing it for him, mm-hmm. but because I bought this microphone, because I did all the things to have a podcast, that did something for him. And he did something for somebody else. And one of my goals is when I speak through this microphone, are the words that I'm using, is it inspiring others? Is it raising the bar in the water treatment industry? And when people give me comments like that, I know it is one person at a time. So if you're motivated like that, I say go for it.
Yeah, and again, I mean it as a huge compliment because I think so many people start to do a podcast because it's easy to start, right? And they don't really have a plan. They don't have a niche. They don't have a tribe they want to lead. And you're a great example of how if you get that right on the front end and be patient with it, you will be the leader of your tribe. So congratulations on being the leader of your tribe.
I love the term you use, the tribe. I believe that's Simon Sinek. Did he come up?
No, that's Seth Godin, I think.
But Seth Godin. I always get those two confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I call my tribe the Scaling Up Nation. Mm-hmm. And I've got t-shirts out there that says I am Scaling Up Nation. And we go to one of those conventions. They're all over.
I love it.
And, that just started because I started talking into a microphone. And people in our industry, they're driving from account to account. So it's a lonely industry. They just have windshield time. So now they've got somebody to listen to in between those accounts. And they know somebody else is listening to that with them. So they're part of that community. Mm.
Great words here from Trace Blackmore. Trace, this has been great. You've got a lot of wisdom to share on a lot of different fronts. And so I want to get to the most important question, which is for those that would like to be in touch with you, how they can do that.
Sure. I'll give you a couple of ways to do that. Our water treatment company here in the Atlanta metropolitan area is Blackmore Enterprises. So it's kind of a long website, but it's blackmore-enterprises.com. And then all the information, a lot of the information we were talking about today, educating yourselves on what a proper water treatment program is. If I'm not just judging price on water treatment, what are some other things I should be looking at? All of that's on our website. Mm. But then our podcast is scalinguph2o.com. And if you want to learn more about water treatment, learn some business things, or just, hear me talk, that's where you go for that. And we're on every major platform where podcasts are found.
Awesome. Trace Blackmore, with Blackmore Enterprises and the Scaling Up H2O podcast. It's been a pleasure, Trace. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Folks, if you've got some help that you need with administrative tasks, maybe your desk is, looks like something you really don't want to show in your Zoom background. Maybe you've got some bookkeeping issues. Maybe you've got some marketing that needs to be done on social media, what have you. I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo. Now, she's the chief executive angel at Office Angels, and she's got a whole team of angels that she has, and you tell her what your problem is, and she picks the best angel she's got for that problem, and they fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do that on an ongoing or as-needed basis. So she's terrific. Her people are terrific. I know this personally because I use her services. And I love Essie. She's terrific. And she's a great Trace talked about the importance of having masterminds and folks that can give you advice on what you're up to. Essie's one of those people for me. So give her a call at 770-442-9246 or go to officeangels.us if you're timid, but just go on and give her a call. Okay. You'll be glad you did. Just another quick reminder that this show is on all the major podcast apps, and we would love it if you would give us a great review on your favorite app, whatever you're on. Go subscribe and give us a great review. And it's not about me. It's about Trace and the other business leaders we've had on this show. We're coming up on show number 300, and we've had over 550 or so guests over that time. And we want people that need their services to find them. That's what this is all about. So if you would do them a favor, that would be great. And we would appreciate that. And you can go to our show archive at NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com and find all our shows there. And it's searchable, and you can easily find great business leaders like Trace by using keywords and their names or what have you there on that site. We're also on social media, North Fulton BRX, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Trace Blackmore, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.